Overall, the findings paint a picture of a Hispanic population that's young and mostly born in the U.S. About half speak English at home, and Latinos in Idaho are more likely to own their home than Latinos in other states. But when it comes to two big issues in public health, Hispanics face wide disparities with non-Hispanics in Idaho. Latinos are more likely to be overweight and uninsured. Linda Powell of the Idaho Partnership for Hispanic Health is trying to close that gap. She says Spanish-speaking families who need care are facing a double language barrier, English and the language of the medical system.
And unfortunately, in a lot of rural clinics, they don't have professional medical translators. And so people bring in their kids, and it puts both the parents and the kids in a difficult position if they're talking about sensitive issues with the healthcare providers.
The report found Latinos are generally in worse health than the rest of the population in Idaho. Hispanic teens tend to drink and smoke at an earlier age, and they watch more hours of television, though the findings did show Hispanic teens are more likely to eat their fruits and veggies. The report was produced by the Idaho Commission on Hispanic Affairs. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.